This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. We're joined now by Kim Coles from Mound Ridge, who is a Kansas Soybean Association director, but also serves on the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest Committee. And it's that time of year, Kim, as we get ready to accept entries for the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest.
As harvest ramps up, getting pretty close for the farmers across the state, we really want to encourage farmers to consider submitting entries for our Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest. This is something we do every year, and it is really to recognize farmers whose farming practices promote high yield and good seed quality.
Let's talk about the entries. When are they due, and what do they need to send in as far as their entries are concerned?
So yield entries aren't due until December 1st, so they can either submit them via mail, or we also have an online form. It's free for any farmers, soybean growers to enter, free and open to all, and you can go on kansassoybeans.org, and if you go under the association tab, you'll find the yield and value contest and all the information there online.
And Kim, it will be the normal crop district winners plus the overall winners in each category?
That's right. And this year, I really want to point out some additional incentives this year. We have 8 districts across the state. There's 4 categories, and that would be conventional till irrigated, no-till irrigated, conventional dry land, no-till dry land, and then our value contest as well. And then this year, we're adding the top yield contest winner for this whole state, as well as the top value contest winner for the state. And then a randomly drawn individual who entered both contests will win a sponsored trip for 2 to Commodity Classic in Orlando. So that's March 9th through 12th. 2023. So airfare, parking, accommodations, registration, all will be covered. The overall highest yields in dry land and irrigated across the state receive additional grant, $1,000. And then the yield to top, and I know this isn't probably the greatest year for getting a high yields in most places across the state, but our record high yield that we have received in the past was 114 bushels per acre. So if you beat that, you get an additional $1,000.
That's at kansassoybeans.org with the entry deadline of December 1st. That is Kim Coles from Mound Ridge, who serves as one of the directors on the Kansas Soybean Association Board, but also serves on the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest Committee as she joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.